All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast, the only podcast that's brought to you live and indirectly from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. As always, I'm your host, John Orlando, and I'm joined by two very special guests that makes this a very huge episode. Number 32 is going to be a huge episode. It's going to be huge because, number one, it's kind of been a dream of mine to actually talk to somebody from this radio station. There's a little clue for those folks that keep score at home. You know what radio station I'm talking about. But also, it's big because it's an opportunity to give back to the community, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But I am right here in the offices of CD 1025, the best radio station on the planet. I'm joined by Krista Kay.
Hi!
And I'm also joined by Amy, who is the webmaster extraordinaire here.
Hello!
And we're going to be talking about the upcoming Andy Marathon, which is this weekend.
Right.
And all the proceeds and everything goes to CD 1025 for the kids. Right. I almost said CD 101, see? I almost did it, you know?
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that, but real quickly, Krista, why don't you just recap for us or give us a quick summary of what the Andy Marathon is real quick, and we'll talk about it more in depth at the end.
Yeah, the Andy Marathon, this will be our 21st year. People can get more information at cd1025.com/thon. Big things, people request music, songs. They can be the most ridiculous songs. You can request Miley Cyrus, Justin Timberlake, and we'll play it based on the amount. It has to be a pretty high amount, though, donation.
All right, okay.
You know, if it's a but, you know, we'll take anything from a $5 donation to, you know, the sky's the limit. We'll take anything. But we also have an eBay auction filled with various items from CD1025 artists, like a signed guitar. This year we have a signed guitar from the Black Keys. What else do we have, Deef?
Features.
The features. We have stickers, posters. Like I said, a numerous of things. But they go to CD1025 for the kids. So all that money is donated to local charities around Columbus. And it kicks off this Friday at 7 o'clock and ends 7 o'clock on Sunday. So it's
Forty-eight hours of fun.
Good. Thank you for doing the math.
I was doing there, that's how many hours?
Carry
a day?
The one. That's math and I do not get along. So thank you very much, Amy.
That's why you're an English teacher.
That's right. That's right. I stick to words, not numbers. But anyways, we'll talk quite a bit about that towards the end of the podcast here, towards the end of the episode, because there's a lot going on and there's a couple things that have already gone on. So we'll talk about that at the end. But, Krista, let's talk a little bit about you first.
All right.
So how'd you get involved in radio?
Put me on the spot here. My story's actually kind of interesting. Let's see how I got started here, I guess. Well, a little background about me. I've been singing my whole life. I actually originally wanted to go to school for Broadway. I wanted to be on Broadway, but that didn't work out. So long story short, I moved back to Columbus in 06, and a friend of mine knew that music was a passion of mine. She's like, hey, I heard on the radio, CD101 at the time, I was looking for interns. And it was in the promotions department. So long story short, I got a interview with the promotions director at the time. And we were talking, having the interview, and he was like, it sounds like you know a lot about music. I'm going to set you up an interview with the program director. I'm like, what? What's a program director? What do they do? You know, I was like, I don't know anything about radio other than I like music. I like what you play. And so the next day I had an interview with Andy Mann.
Okay.
It was funny. The first thing he said to me, I will never forget this interview, because I've never had an interview like this before, but first thing he said to me was, he's like, I don't like anyone that I've interviewed so far. And I'm like, oh crap.
what a way to like totally screw with your mind.
Right,
that's not
right.
Oh god.
So he asked me the most random question. You know, here I am fresh out of college, so I'm like, okay, what are your strengths and weaknesses? What are, you know, like preparing those
the
kind
canned
of
responses, right? Yeah, that you practice in the mirror. I know. We've all been there.
I had it down to a T.
Right, exactly.
Oh no, he was like, tell me a lie. And so I was like, I'm the worst liar. So I just pretended to see like a famous person at a concert, and he was just like, okay. But he was like, I was testing you on your delivery of a story, you know, so if you can deliver on air. And I was like, ooh, sneaky, then that's very smart. And then he asked me to sing the alphabet to him. And
which that should have been no problem.
Yeah, it wasn't. Broadway, I was like, okay, I can do that. And so I sang him the alphabet, and then he sang with me towards the end. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. And then he's like, and it was lunchtime when I came to the station, and so everyone was outside on the kitchen, and he was like, if I told you to go out there and sing the alphabet to them, would you? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, I was just seeing if you take direction, if you, you know, went, you know, throw a fit or be kind of snooty about it. And I was like, no, you know, whatever. I can do that. So yeah. And then, that was kind of the end of the interview. And then the next day I get a phone call from him and he said, congratulations, you got the internship. And he's like, do you know why? And I was like, probably because I sang the alphabet to you. I was like, I've never sang an alphabet in an interview to anyone. And he was like, yeah, he's like, that's why you got it. So, I was with his intern for 3 months and then got hired on part time and then promoted to, morning show co-host, 3 years later. And yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So,
very unusual. I'm trying to think. I was like, man, I wish I could have got an interview like that.
Yeah.
Mine have never been like that creative. It's always been a very boring.
Yeah,
blah,
he's
blah,
right.
Blah,
but
yeah.
he was clever in his asking, you know, like, cause you're kind of like, why are you asking me like to tell you a lie? What? Oh my gosh. Like, or just, yeah. So, but he had reasoning.
Yeah. Well, if I can go back. So you said that you were in college and you were not in Columbus.
No.
Okay. So did you go to like New York City or whatnot in order? Because when you're thinking about being on Broadway and that,
right.
I'm thinking Chicago, New York City,
right.
you know, maybe Los Angeles, but where exactly were you?
I was in Chicago.
Okay.
You know, it's definitely a bigger city. I loved it. But I just was working kind of odd and end jobs, and I had some incidents happen to me. Like I lost a really good friend unexpectedly, and then a few days later, my grandmother passed away, and I was just like, "Life's too short.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you love."
Sure.
And it just kind of, I just decided to come home, back home to my roots, and kind of, you know, connect with my roots, and kind of back to my passion, and you know, be like, yeah, you know, music is really a part of me, and go for it.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. So you're originally from Columbus. You mentioned that off air. So
yes.
You're born and raised here.
Born and raised in Columbus, Ohio.
All right.
I'm a local.
You're a local.
I'm a local native.
So how has the experience been working at CD 102.5?
Oh my gosh. I love it. I don't see it as work.
Okay,
know?
Yeah, that's
you know?
Good. That's good.
And these people that I work with every day are family. You
mm-hmm.
know, and I think that is so rare to find anywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, not a lot of people can say where they work that they feel so close. Like I feel the people here, even, especially from like a J standpoint, like we don't compete with one another. We help each other out, you know, like in our delivery, how we sound. I have weekly air check meetings with Leslie James, you know, just to make sure I'm sounding good, you know, like, and you know, you know, letting the listeners hear what they want to hear. You know, it's all about our listeners, you
sure,
know, we,
right.
you know.
So what is a listening check? I'm curious.
A
I don't
listening,
even know. What
so,
is that?
So an air check would be.
Or an air check,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. So Leslie goes back and she hears my breaks from, like, I was on air this past Saturday from 7 to 11. So we have a recording system and it records our breaks each time that we press a button and it goes into our system in an MP3 format. So she just listens to my breaks.
Okay.
And just listens to my delivery.
Oh. See, I'm learning something.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yay, that's right.
I was.
You learn something new every day.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So, the experience here is a dream come true. I wouldn't trade this for anything.
Have you ever screwed up on air?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
Especially when we changed it to 102.5 from 101.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
let me guess. Everybody kept saying 101.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and
I'm
just
sure.
like, yeah, I mean, 102.5. So, yeah, of course there's slips, but we're all human. Like,
sure,
you know,
yeah, right, right.
You...
Well, you're all human, but you guys have pretty much a big computer, correct? That you use all of your catalog is in. So what happens if that goes down?
If our system shuts down, we we call.
Amy comes to the rescue. Okay.
Yes. She's our 911 call. We're like, oh my gosh, what do we do?
So. Do you just go turn it on? Have you turned it on and off yet?
Yeah,
you do that all the time.
Once a week, it gets shut down.
Okay.
But we have all the CDs in the studio, so if something were to actually die, you can grab CDs, physical CDs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're set to go.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a fail safe.
Yes.
You will not be off the air.
No.
Gotcha.
Never.
Okay.
Things might be a little weird, but
we keep the music rolling for people.
Gotcha. All right. So since you've been here, I suppose that there's been a lot of famous people that's come through the door.
Yeah.
All right. Who's some of the maybe the highlights, the people that you were real, real excited to meet?
Oh, Jake Bugg.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
The 18-year-old?
18-year-old. All maybe right. He's now 19, but
okay.
His style is just so different, but yes, he has been compared to, you know, the Neil Youngs or Bob Dylans or Johnny Cash. But that's what kind of I grew up with, like mm-hmm. just being exposed to through my parents. I don't know. So he gave me hope for the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, yes, you are talented.
They're not going to be all One Direction drones.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
all
right.
Okay.
he's been a big highlight. Mumford and Sons were so good, and down to earth people.
Sure,
such down to earth people. When we went to their sold out show at the LC, we got to hang out with them backstage, and they were so inviting. Like they were playing ping pong, and they're like, "You want to play?" Or and then it was
one guy's birthday. We got to go and hang out with them at the birthday party.
Yeah, it was one of the band players. I'm blanking out his name. It was his birthday, and we all sang happy birthday to him, and they were just so. They were just real people, you know, just kind of
yeah,
we did our thing, now let's kind of hang out and have a good time.
Gotcha,
you know, it's not in their head yet, you know, their ego, like they don't have it. And if so, it's played through their music.
Well, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So you said your parents were really into music.
Yes.
Were they musicians? Were they involved in the music business? Or were they just kind of really hardcore fans about different genres of music?
They were kind of performers, like they just like stage, like they did theater, okay. They were singing.
Okay.
I never felt music pushed. Well, to some extent, it would just be more like a fun, like when I'd get in the car with my dad, he'd quiz me like, who's this? But it'd be like the Rolling Stones or the Beatles. I always got those two mixed up. Be like, it's the Beatles. You're like, yeah,
that's
it's
okay.
The Rolling Stones.
I do too. So that doesn't,
right,
that doesn't,
right.
You know, okay.
That's so, my mom grew up here, but then my father is from Minnesota. So, I mean, such a more of a country, true roots kind of a person. And
okay.
So think my father was a very big influential, and it's my Norwegian side. So on the Norway side, it's very music. My grandfather played the banjo. So I have a banjo, but I'm not as good as him. And it's probably the most difficult instrument in the world. But so my musical taste is all across the board. It's, you know, So it's, yeah.
So if you were to name a few favorite bands or performers.
Yeah.
Like, who would they be?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. I don't like this question because there's too many people. The top of my head, goodness, performers-wise, Ben Folds, I think he's a genius. Just with his music writing, and it's so different. It's his own style. There's so many people. Dave, help me out. I'm like, I know it's my own, but oh my gosh.
Go ahead. Amy, what's some of your favorites?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's are easy.
Yours are pretty easy.
Twilight Singers, anything he does.
Oh, all right. All right.
She has a little crush. I think
really?
That kind of helps.
A little bit.
I can't talk to him. He scares
me. She gets giddy.
I run away from him. I'm trying to think of who else you like. I love Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah, Tegan and Sarah. But, like, even from, like, New Order. I love New Order.
Depeche.
NXS. We just know so many. Jeff Buckley. Oh, hello. Jeff Buckley. I'm a huge fan of Jeff Buckley. And you, too. Yes, I know there's lover and haters of that band, but... from a musical standpoint, I like you, too. They're old stuff, all right? They're old stuff.
All right, okay. Is there any guilty pleasures?
Oh, my God.
Like, you're embarrassed to admit?
Gaga.
Really?
Got to meet her.
Okay.
Awesome.
Just so that I'm not the guy, the jerk that's not answering.
Right.
My guilty pleasure, Tom Jones.
Okay.
There's just something incredibly, like, yeah, cheesy about him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, but I dig me some Tom Jones.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Mine's probably Katy Perry, and my nieces have a lot to do with that, because right now they're all about Roar, mm-hmm. her latest, so... yeah, it's always a pleasure to see them singing. So it's like, all right, Katy Perry's rubbing off on me.
What about Eminem?
Eminem. That's a little inside joke there.
we dabble in karaoke here sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, do you so now?
Yes. Enjoy a little Eminem.
A little Eminem? Okay. Is that your go-to?
Because no.
Do you have a go-to karaoke
I do.
Song?
My okay. My go-to is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I have a very good friend of mine, Jeremy, who has been a guest on this podcast many times.
Yeah.
That's his go-to.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Good pick, very Jeremy. Good pick.
Very over the top. With
yeah.
It.
Well, and it's a great, because I like audience participation.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, they hit some high season there. Like, come on. Let's all just...
I think that's the key about a good karaoke song.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's got to be over the top and dramatic. I prefer Mr. Roboto. By
nice.
Styx, because
nice.
It's very, very, you know, ooh. Yeah, you know, very over the top and dramatic.
Yeah.
So that would be my go-to, of which I like to think I belt out a really good version of it. There are others who disagree,
yeah,
but okay,
don't be
you know,
all right. That's all that
it's
matters
subjective,
you.
Right? Yeah, it's subjective.
As long as you're having a good time,
exactly.
That's okay.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Gotcha. maybe if you don't mind, I'm going to kind of go with maybe a tricky question.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that you've seen while working here? Whether that's at a show, whether it's here in the studio, like, has there been any, like, off-the-wall, bizarre...
I think Deep would have the better...
Come on, give me some scoop.
Artists like, that have, like, issue, like, are not nice.
Okay, so there's no, like, hey, man, like, you know...
There's smoke in the studios when you're not allowed to smoke and build, like...
Yeah.
Nothing like, hey man, I'm gonna trash the LC backstage, and nothing like that. Really, nothing real rock and roll like that.
We had a guy 1 year. This was a long time ago.
A person.
Yes. He got quite intoxicated and left his car somewhere in Columbus, and he didn't know where. And he woke up, I think, at Andy Man's maybe in the tree bar.
Oh my gosh!
And we spent like a full day trying to hunt down where his rental car was.
Do you know? I actually believe that was shared on air one time because I believe Andy shared that one time. I can't remember who it is, to be honest with you. I just really can't.
I remember hearing that story.
Really?
And then he walked into the office and walked into the owner at the Times office, put his feet up on the desk. Like, the owner wasn't there. No one was there. He walked in, put his feet up on the desk, was sitting there smoking cigarettes in the office. And we were all like, what is he doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So, we had one guy throw a bottle of water across the room. Because he was mad because he didn't like some sound equipment.
Oh, my God.
Is that in the big room?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
In the big room, not the one now.
Oh, not the new one. Okay, not this
not
one.
All
right, in the old one.
Nothing crazy's really happened.
Really?
Yeah. I see.
No crazy demands.
Yeah.
I am not eating any of the green M&Ms. Take them out. No, nobody's like, demanded anything crazy like that?
I think the LCD has to deal with that.
Yeah.
Them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, because we're pretty, because big rooms are so in and out.
Right,
and
very stripped down, too, right.
Here's coffee, tea, if you need it for your voice, there's water, like, it's just kind of in and out, so, they run pretty smoothly, other if, like,
no one in the big rooms go, forget that, where's the bar?
Yeah, it's
just, there's a lot of drinking.
Right.
I drink with them every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. But that's
for those that don't know, it is pretty sweet because you guys do have a bar here.
We have two bars.
One upstairs.
Oh, that's right. There's one upstairs. I forgot. I didn't really know if that was stocked, to be honest. I've been to a few big rooms. I didn't know if that was stocked. I thought it was just there for looks. But the one downstairs is fully stocked.
It gets stocked when
it's fully stocked.
It is totally stocked. That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like Google. All you need is like a foosball table, a couple pool tables.
There you go. Well,
ping pong. We have a ping pong table.
Is that upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We used it this weekend.
We did. We had our Christmas party this past weekend. So.
All right, nice.
It was stocked this past weekend.
The upstairs bar was stocked.
Yes, it was.
Nice.
Yes.
Very fun.
Yes.
enough said.
Yes, enough said.
Enough said. All right, so here's the question that I think that I have always wanted to ask somebody that's been an on-air DJ. There has to be some songs or a song that you absolutely cannot stand that you have to play. Like, for me, if I had to play Blister in the Sun, I would want to gouge my ears out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that song.
Okay.
They have so many... To me, I think the Violent Femmes have much better material to play.
Okay.
Added up, I like a lot.
Okay.
Rarely hear that.
Right.
I get so sick of blistering the sign. Like, yeah. I just want to... Oh.
Well...
I would bang my head to the wall.
Added up has swear words.
That's true. It does. It does. And I understand.
So the
added
version isn't as good.
Yeah, right. No, I got you on that.
Well, I mean, luckily, like, with being an independent radio station, the DJ, whoever's on air, has somewhat of control of what you can play.
That was going to be my next question, but go ahead.
Yeah,
right,
so I mean, there are
rotations.
There are certain songs I can't touch, I mean, which is understandable if they're newer, because record, you know, the record label and stuff, so I really can't think of one that I really don't like, because what, you know, like I like the song that you don't like, so it's kind of like I feel where words fail, music speaks, so it's
okay.
Just like...
Okay.
Music's a universal language, and you know, I have a very wide range of interests. Like I said, like from Broadway to musicals to rap to folk to country. Like I like everything, but it's just kind of like what's my mood that day, you know?
Okay.
Like what I want to listen to and stuff. So
gotcha.
I can't really think of one that I like. You know, hates a strong word, or you know, it's just kind of like what am I in the mood for? It's usually what I feel that day or something.
Okay.
But yeah.
So in terms of rotation, like I know, you know, with particular corporate radio stations, there's a heavy rotation that you have to play this, blah, 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 which, you know, I think that if you listen to those corporate stations, you'll hear that song once every 4 hours. What's the setup here? Or more sometimes. What's the setup like here in regards to, do you have a lot of autonomy to say, okay, you have to hit these couple of songs, but you can fill in, you know?
Our system is just kind of color coded. Like if it's colored, then I know not to touch those songs.
Okay.
Cause like I said, just with record reps or if it's a new song, but, that we have different, now we're getting very complex. Then, you know, different songs go into different categories and there's categories that I can change out. And to be like, oh.
Such as what categories? If you don't want me, again, it was a learning experience for me. You know?
I guess, I forget what the description is, but for me, I know them as the G category, the H category, but I think they're just labeled like,
each go towards, like, one is, like, the hot, there's, like, heavy, light, heavy, medium, and light songs that we play that the jocks have to keep in rotation at some point.
Gotcha, okay.
And so depending on which one, G might be all the heavy songs, H might be. And so whatever we have to actually play for...
Gotcha, okay,
Because it takes so many times for someone to hear a song before they actually recognize it. I think
right.
It's like 13 times or something crazy. So we have to play it enough. That
is that a scientific fact?
There is a scientific
really?
Fact.
Really?
I don't know if that's it.
Because that would explain a lot, because there's lots of great songs like I'm going... that is awesome. Who is that again?
Right, and then some of your friends are like, dude, have you heard this? I knew this about this like 6 months ago. And you're like,
yeah,
no.
Like I'll admit right now, yeah. I did not know Tessellate was by Alt J.
Because
I was confused. I'm like, wait a minute, is that the Rubens? That's my gun. No, wait, that's not. Wait, awesome song too from the Rubens.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wait, I was confused by the whole, like, I couldn't figure it out.
Right.
So that makes perfect sense if it's 13 times.
Because
I don't think I've heard that, you know, at
it's
the
not
time.
It's 12, it's 13.
it's apparently very controversial.
Wow.
What?
Not
really?
How many actual times it is. But different people have different numbers.
Oh.
Three?
What?
I think it depends on what it is. Well, because this is coming from, like, an advertising.
Okay. Oh, I was hoping it was, like, genre. Like, death metal, you can only listen to three times and you'll remember it.
Yeah.
Because it'll probably scare the crap out of you.
This is an advertising guy, and he says the 20th time you hear something, you'll actually possibly buy it.
The 20th?
Yeah.
20th?
Yeah. It literally tells you, like, the first time.
We should do a study.
People
our
look
own
at a given
study.
Ad, they don't even see it. The second time, they don't notice it. The third time, they're aware that it's there. The fourth time, they have a fleeting sense that they've seen it somewhere before.
Really?
The fifth time, they actually read the ad.
Huh.
It goes on.
All right. Interesting.
Okay.
Not that
fascinating.
Yeah.
Science being dropped right here on the PVD cast. Who would have thought that?
Science.
Anyways. So if you were to give advice to somebody that's interested in getting into radio, what advice would you give them?
Believe in yourself.
Okay.
I feel and keep an open mind of, you know, don't go in there a hothead and, you know, if
Because things can change. I mean, yeah, knowing a few people in college that were in broadcasting, that you may get a job at a particular station and then they totally change formats. You know,
right.
This is, I think, one of the few stations that have never changed the format. Mm-hmm. But throughout the Columbus metro area, you listen, there's...
Yeah, I mean, it's
many examples of that.
It's
so.
Being also able to, you know, to work from the bottom up. Don't see that as a offensive thing or insulting thing. It's getting your foot in the door and knowing people, and also just keeping an open mind. If someone shuts the door on you somewhere else, like, keep going. Like,
yeah,
if it's
sure.
a passion, just go for it, strive for it, and that's the main thing. You believe in yourself, and I think that's the biggest thing, because if you don't, who will, you know?
Yeah, right,
so,
right, sure.
I don't know, if my advice would to be that, you know, if you're really dedicated and you want to get into it, just become involved, volunteer at events, or just get to know someone, and and then you'll learn about it through yourself. Like, okay, maybe this isn't what I wanted to do, or maybe I wanted to do this side of being on radio events, or doing something else. So
sure.
I don't know, sky's the limit. So.
Right, which I think a lot of individuals don't realize there's a lot to do at
a
radio station,
is.
Just besides being the DJ. You know, there's a lot of different departments that have to work in order to make the whole thing go.
Yeah, I feel like I'm still sometimes learning new things, you know, that we're doing, and it's just kind of like, what? Oh, that's awesome. You know, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is being flexible to change, you know, of change as well. So, but yeah.
So what's maybe the biggest pro and the biggest con? Like, there's got to be a few negatives. I think every job has negatives, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Right,
I think
that's
a realistic thing.
No,
you know, every job has its...
Exhaustion.
Too many events.
We
go through periods where we have so many events, and you're just like, oh my God, I just
would,
want a night at home. I don't
yes.
want to do anything.
You value your alone time when, like, you get that opportunity. Like, because, I mean... Yeah, we have so
many.
We'll
have weeks where we have concert after concert after concert, and then we'll have a week all, like
some DJs have appearances. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, a restaurant or a bar, or someone wants you to be an MC for a charity event or something. Like, it's always go go go, but that's so exciting. But then when you're done, you're like, I just want to go to bed, you know?
Right.
Like,
right,
not
yeah.
to sound
yeah.
old, but sometimes then you're like, you do sound old, and you're like, oh my God, it's 11 o'clock and I want to go to bed. So I would, I'd probably say that's sometimes, you know, you do get wiped out, but you just, I don't know, just keep going. And then the pro is probably that. Like, we
have so many.
I have access to so many
right.
events.
Sure,
so
sure.
It's kind of a, what do you call it?
Double-edged sword.
Yeah, double-edged sword. Exactly. So,
gotcha. All right, well, a couple more questions here, and then we're going to talk about the Animanathon.
Perfect.
We're going to talk all about it here. This is the question that even when I thought about it, because, again, I don't want to be the jerk that doesn't answer the questions I ask my guests, but if you were given the chance to have dinner with three musicians, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Okay, I thought about this. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Number one, Steve Martin. He is a musician. He plays the banjo.
He's been playing the banjo.
I know a lot of people,
okay.
you know him through Saturday Night Live, or,
right.
you know, Father of the Bride, or, you know.
The Jerk.
Yes,
yeah.
right.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, et cetera, et cetera.
And I do have the biggest crush on him, and, he's kind of like, he has all the package, I guess you could say. He's an actor, he's a musician, he's family man, I don't know, I just think he's great. Also, Dave Grohl. I think Dave Grohl is... a genius.
Okay, he's on my list too. He
yeah.
was one of my three because I thought that he would be
a
really
badass.
Well, yeah, and he would be interesting to talk to, I think, because he would give you, like, I think great stories,
mm-hmm.
but he'd also be very, like, he wouldn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, he would just throw out jokes and that. Yeah.
yeah.
You know, he would just be very down to earth, I would think.
Yeah.
So he was on my list too.
Yeah, and Jack White.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever, I forget what it's called, but he is very good friends with Conan O'Brien, and there is an interview with him and Conan O'Brien just talking about life and just his outlook and just how, I mean, he's just how intelligent Jack White is and just his thought process of music, and he just keeps going and he just keeps thinking of, you know, his next step, but... because you have to. I mean, you have to keep thinking about that. So I just would love to pick at his brain or just hear about his life and, you know, his advice, you know, about the industry as well. Those would probably be my top three.
Would you like to tackle it, Amy?
I don't know. I think I'd put Hendrix on that list.
Besides Greg Dooley?
No, I wouldn't put Greg Dooley. I've had dinner with Greg Dooley.
Okay. All right. Been there, done that.
I just wouldn't have anything to say to him.
Yeah.
I'm very Canadian.
That's a good one.
Probably Queens of Stone Age dude.
Josh Homme?
Yeah. We had so much fun with him when he was here.
Yeah.
I think that would be why, because he would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
My two that I put on besides Dave Grohl is I think Elvis would be interesting. Yeah. It would be fascinating because he was maybe the controversial rock star.
Yeah.
Like the first one, so to speak.
Shaking his hips.
He was in movies, you know. Yeah. I think he would be interesting. And then my other one was just from growing up, Chuck D.
Nice.
I think would be amazing. Yeah. I loved Public Enemy. I think talking to him would be so intellectual and really stimulating. That's why you'd need Dave Grohl to kind of, feather things out. I actually had thought about Gene Simmons, but then I would just make fun of him because of how he has to market everything,
probably
including that dinner. Mm-hmm. Probably would, somehow he would work it in where, come join John, Chuck, and Elvis and I, and $200, whatever. So,
that's fun.
Possibly the worst Gene Simmons impression, by the way, ever. You've heard it here on this podcast.
We all have those. No judgment.
All right, last quick question for you, and then we're going to talk about the Andy Manathon. Yeah. Future goals.
Oh, wow. Future goals.
Because you'd mentioned about, Jack White's philosophy on life and how he had strived to always kind of push himself. So future goals.
Wow. From an industry standpoint, I guess gosh, I mean, I have them, but it's just,
Do you want to come back to that?
Let's come back to my goals.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the Andy Manathon. You hinted on it. It is this weekend.
Yes.
But there's a couple of events that one has already occurred and one will be occurring before this weekend. So you want to talk about those two events there?
Right.
The first is the tapping of the Andy Manathon Ale.
Yes.
Which happened was it last week?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
It's all over the city.
Yes.
All over the city.
At 18 locations?
I think it's more.
It's a lot. I saw on the website, cd1025.com, by the way, that it's listed there.
Yes.
You're welcome. So who came up with that idea? I know Columbus Brewery. You did?
I did.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Are you a beer connoisseur?
What?
Are you a beer connoisseur?
I'm actually not.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Andy Mann loved beer.
Okay,
it's just something I actually thought about this over the summer.
So you thought of the idea, but you didn't brew it. You weren't here's what you need.
No.
You need 7 ounces of barley.
You don't want me touching
Put some salt in it or whatever.
I
don't know how they make beer
yeast,
to be.
Yeast, whatever.
Yeast, barley, something, I don't know. I do have beer snob friends, by the way, that sometimes they become obnoxious because, it's like, really? Okay, enough.
Yeah,
all right. It's beer. Let's just drink it.
All I know is hoppy and...
Yeah, right.
I'll take a cider.
Right, yeah, I digress. We got off on a tangent.
No, it's
so
fine.
You came up with the idea.
I did.
Okay.
Though I only knew Andy Mann for a short period of time, he impacted my life just as much as, he impacted anyone else. And I was just kind of like, what else can we do for the Andy Manathon? And I was just kind of like, what about an Andy Mann Ale? Someone else brew it. There was other ideas about, distributing, people maybe can buy them, a six-pack or a growlers, but, just other... I'm a thinker, but not... I don't know the business aspect of things.
Sure,
so
right,
that's
yeah.
why I was like, I met with one of the sales lady here, and I was just kind of like, help me put the pieces together. But I was like, I think that this could really be a big thing because microbreweries were, and growlers were, are a big thing right now.
Sure,
I feel
yeah,
like,
right.
People are into that. And I was like, why don't we produce an Andy Mann Ale and, see what happens. And
cool. How have sales been?
Great. I think
really?
I think we're done. Well, we're selling it in kegs, and I think there's only a couple left now.
Really?
It's okay.
We made 100 kegs, maybe? I don't know how many they
have. Yeah, 100 some. And it's expected to, just from the kegs, we're supposed to make anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 for the
animal. Oh, excellent. That's excellent. So, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting the first year that we're doing it. And I believe maybe even next year we'll continue with the... we're hoping too. So hopefully people get out there. You can get, is it at cd125.com/thon?
Ale.
Ale.
Has all the beer stuff.
Has all the beer, the locations and everything.
Cool.
Like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool. And then exciting. And then on Thursday is the big CD1025 for the kids concert.
Right.
The pre-holiday concert. With Folds as a headliner. And you're going to have to help me with these. Happy Chichester.
Yeah, local.
Who else?
Fiddlar.
Fiddlar.
Folds. Wild Cub. And Washed Out? Did we say Washed Out?
Yes. There you go.
Love Washed Out. Love Washed Out. Yes. Very looking forward to that.
And tickets, that's at the LC, correct?
Yes, at the LC. Tickets are still available. There's a 24-hour kiosk outside the LC that people can utilize. They want to do that way.
Who are you looking forward to on that bill?
Washed Out.
Washed Out?
I love Washed Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wild Cub.
Okay.
I am, yes, because they are, I do like their single, and I heard that they are getting a lot of attention, Wild Cub. So I'm anxious, but I'm more excited about Washed Out, because I've always been a big fan.
Of all those, I saw Fiddlar, I believe, 2 summers ago?
Yeah.
I think they were in, were they not? I think they were in for CD125 Day,
yes.
I believe, a couple summers ago.
Yes.
They were very, very intense. I liked them.
Yeah.
They were real good.
Yeah.
So
who are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, if I can get the opportunity to go, that is. You got me. You got me. You put me... Look at this. Turn the tables on me.
Busted.
Look at that. It's a it is a school night, so I have to watch sometimes.
Excuses.
Anywho, I would like to see Foles.
Nice.
I think Foles would be you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're amazing in concert.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Gotcha. Okay. So then on Friday is when things kick off, 7 o'clock right here. Who's the first DJ up?
Johnny Ray. Andy Mann's son, eldest son. How old is he now?
13?
He's gonna
would be the eldest, I believe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I
couldn't
English.
Help.
English.
I couldn't
Hello,
help
I'm
it.
I'm an English teacher
Sorry.
In the room.
It would be eldest. Okay, so he's up first. All right.
He's up first, and then we take turns throughout the night or, you know, into the days of who's on air. So it's not just solely one person that is on air all those hours, so...
But originally it was Andy
yes.
all the time.
Yep.
I mean, he did all 48 hours and
yeah.
truly was a marathon, if you
right,
will.
Right, okay. right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and then we also have, like, a special guest. I know we have Monica Day from NBC4 coming in. Nina West is coming as well to be on air. I don't know who else.
Evan from the crew.
And you have several big rooms happening too, correct?
Yes.
During that time, because I know you have... Nick Tolford and Company coming in. That's Friday night, correct?
Yes.
I have the schedule right here.
Yeah.
I don't know why am I asking you that question when I have it right here.
You probably know more about it than me.
All right, Blueprint coming in at midnight on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a midnight show. All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it's open to the public. People can come to the big room as well.
We just ask that they bring a donation.
Yeah.
And then
sweet.
We're actually Saturday. There's a Blue Jacket game going on, so we're doing what's called the Blue Jacket Break. People can pay $20. We're going to tap in. Keg of Andy Mann Ale and a couple other CBC Ales, and we have a bunch of people bringing food in, and we're going to have a big party in the big room while the Blue Jacket game's on, because we can't do anything during it.
Yeah, and the DJs are going to be your bartenders serving the
okay.
beer, and
cool,
so
cool,
it should be a good
cool.
time. So yeah, we have
yeah.
to take a look. So
will there be a victory to go along with it, though?
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
There was a little bit of eyes rolling, I'm not going to say, you know, but anywho. So, okay, so if people are interested in donating or whatnot, because you have the big eBay auction that's coming on, and Amy, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that are in the auction, if you will.
Big things, the guitars.
Big things, okay.
Mumford & Sons guitar.
Nice. Yeah. Autographed by everybody.
Yep.
In the band, nice.
Silver Sun pickups.
Okay.
Vaughn actually sent us a guitar that's completely branded as their guitar. And
really?
Wow.
Branded?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's the official guitar of Fun.
Well, it's got, like, their album cover on them.
Really? That's cool.
Vampire Weekend did something kind of like that. It's got, like, these weird... I believe that's the Features. The Features in Vampire Weekend, I think I'm getting mixed up. One of them has, like, lines across it. The pictures are all going to be on eBay. It'll be up,
okay.
hopefully, tomorrow at 7.
All right, well, there'll be a link to the eBay auction through cd125.com.
Yep. Yes, there will. Okay, just
All right. Some technical difficulties here in the office.
Running power.
Whoops.
Power.
Well, it's uploading all the items for eBay right now, so I hope it didn't just stop. Oh, well.
But what's the... It's cd125.com/thon. Thon. There's a link.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a link eBay. Off of that web, yeah. Off of the website,
yeah.
There. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And actually, if you forget, just go to cd125.com, right? Because you have all the all the links through there, so if you forget, all right. And also, people can just donate if they want, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can call, they can send it through mail.
On the website, that you can do it straight through PayPal.
Through PayPal? Cool. If you just want to do just straight, hey, you know, here's $20, $5, $50.
Yeah.
$6,000.
Yeah, we'll take 50 cents.
The more you give us, the faster your song gets played.
50 cents.
We'll take 50
as in monetary, not the rapper.
Right. Yes.
If he would show up, you would say, no, thank you, or...
If he wants to give us some of his money, sure, why not? We'll play you. We'll play you on air. For $1 million.
For $1 million, you will hear In the Club. Right here on CD125.
Like, 2 in the morning, they will play things like, last year, I think it was Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Until they got $50 donated, and once $50 got donated, they would start playing music again. So there's a little bit of that going on.
Did you hear that? They would play music again, as if JT is not music. Snarky.
Bieber.
Snarky.
JT, Bieber, not so much.
Yeah, there we go. All right, now that's a whole different field.
Bieber's a
yuck.
All right, well, I mean... That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, right.
It's another episode for some other time. All right, goals.
Goals.
I didn't forget. I'm like a pit bull. I didn't forget.
My goal for here, just to keep, I don't know, keep challenging myself, trying different things. I don't know. I feel like I'm content with how things are going right now. I would like to be a host of a show. Well, I have my own podcast, but...
Oh, would you like to plug that podcast?
Oh, yeah,
go
sure.
Ahead. I mean,
all
about...
Yeah, right, all plugging.
Look,
this
is all the grassroots, as I say many times,
right.
On this podcast. I'm a big fan of many things. Anything independent.
Great.
You know, independent radio, independent cinema,
independent
comics. So go ahead, plug away. Wherever, where can we hear the podcast
Yes,
at?
You can hear my podcast. Well, I think it connects through iTunes. You can get it. I know, but I don't know. Whatever. My friend told me about this. But it's live with Krista K. Or you can go to livewithkristak.tumblr.com, and that's kind of the length and just other fun facts. Just informing you and entertaining you about awesome people, places, and events going on in the city.
I just had, as my listeners will tell you, I've had a war with iTunes, so
it's I'm sorry. iTunes.
That's all right. No,
just go to Live
with
Krista K.
You know what? I'm happy that iTunes actually worked for you, because apparently it wouldn't work for me.
Oh, no.
Long story.
We'll chat.
I'll tell you after.
Yeah,
off
we'll
air.
Chat.
I'll
yeah,
tell
off
you,
air.
Because it was maddening. It was absolutely maddening.
Yeah.
Anyways, any social medias that you would like to plug as to where they... fans can get in touch with you or whatnot?
Yeah, there's Krista K, CD1025, that's Twitter. I'm also on Facebook, Krista K. My jock page, cd125.com/Krista. I'm on SoundCloud if you want to hear any of my commercials or songs, whatever you want to hear. SoundCloud.
Commercials that you've recorded for the station here?
Yeah, recorded here for the station.
Can I throw one under the bus?
Yeah, throw one under the bus.
Worthington Jewelers. Can they do something with their particular commercials? Because they are absolutely atrocious. And I'm saying that, so don't get mad, Worthington Jewelers. I'm saying it. They're pretty bad. And there's no comment. Anyways. Anyways.
Nope.
Anyways. So, once again.
Yeah. SoundCloud, my commercials here, as well as I've done commercials for other people of their, like, for internet or television. Not for other radio people, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Because my voice is here.
Gotcha.
So,
all
yeah.
Right. They own you lock, stock, and barrel?
I don't feel that way. No. But yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way, but they do.
Anything to plug, Amy, over there on the other side of the desk?
Auction. Andy Manathon.
Yeah.
That's it? All right. And definitely, in all seriousness, as I said at the beginning of this episode, I really appreciate the fact to come down here and talk about my favorite radio station, and I mean that honestly. and also the opportunity to maybe hopefully urge some people. And I know there's some people that listen to this podcast on the eastern part of the state and the northern part of the state and who knows where else, because I am on Stitcher Radio. Got to get that plug in. And if you get an opportunity, really, seriously, kick in some bucks. Really, it goes to a great cause. CD1025 for the Kids has been around for a very long time. You guys do a great job.
We are, and you know, in
this time of need, you know, there's a lot of people that are on hard times, you know, with the economy and whatnot. You get an opportunity. Definitely check it out. The Andamanathon, CD1025.com.
Yeah.
Krista, anything else you want to throw out there?
Just support us. Keep rocking local with us. We are certainly a rare breed, and we're proud of it. And our listeners are our number one priority. So you have a voice. We listen to it, and that's what keeps us going. So we value our listeners highly, and we love you. So keep rocking local.
Anything else?
I'm good.
Ladies, thank you very much for coming
on.
I really appreciate it. With that, I'm going to sign off, and I want to say that I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening. John Orlando, the host of the PBD Cast. I want to take a few moments to tell you about Stitcher Radio. If you don't know, Stitcher Radio is where you can hear the PBD Cast and thousands of other podcasts that are on the network. Stitcher Radio, it's the greatest app that you could have on your Android or on your iPhone or on your tablet. If you don't have it, go to your app store and download it, or go to Stitcher.com where they'll tell you how to get Stitcher Radio. It is the greatest. It is the best. It's one app. That's all you need, folks. It will let you know when a new episode's up because it continuously updates. So if you want to know when is the next episode of the PBD Cast up, boom, it'll tell you. Trust me, I know. I have friends that have used the app on their particular Android or iPhone, and they love it. They love it. You can get customized recommendations for anything you're interested in, whether it's wrestling, news, entertainment, whatever. Definitely check out Stitcher.com or go to the App Store and pick up Stitcher Radio so you can stay in the know.